Welcome to Tonight in Mobile.
Hey, gang, you're rolling with rockin' Ricky Rialto, the voice of Kingston Falls, USA.
It's Tonight in Mobile.
Got my money?
Oh, yeah, I don't have it, sorry.
Oh, well, all right then. Where's my money, man?
You want answers.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
Engaging the people, the city, and all Port City Patriots.
There's a spot. Signal this to all decks. All weapons to full power.
All weapons to full power.
You were born a boy, you stay a boy. You were born a girl, you stay a girl.
Yes, baby! Yes, baby!
It's Tonight in Mobile with John Young.
I love this so much!
I know you do.
It's got electrolytes.
It's got electrolytes.
Yeah, it's got electrolytes.
Tonight in Mobile, presented by Neudrolix, with in-studio guests and your calls and texts. Tonight in Mobile with John Young on FM Talk 106.5.
Welcome to Tonight in Mobile with Mr. Mobile. I don't even have enough time to say things. We got to get, and we can't even get to the hugging and kissing. I got to give you what you're missing. Last Friday, I attended a party. One of our good friends has got married Saturday, and we came out to celebrate him and encourage him. And I realized that every black man there was married. And you guys have heard me talk so much about fathers at home and marrying and being supportive. And I realized that we are doing it. There are many others that need to, but these are the men that should be put in front of people. Every man there is married except Uncle Randy. Uncle Randy wasn't, and I don't think he ever will. But I have these guys, I ask them all to call in and tell why it is important to be married. And what it means in a family and in our society and our community. So we're going straight to the line because they called in immediately at 8, like I said, they should. Who's first? Julius. Let's go to Julius. Julius, are you there?
I appreciate you having me on, JY.
No, thank you for calling in. You guys just hold the line. Julius, you were there Friday. And did you realize also that everyone else was married?
Now, you know what? It wasn't immediately apparent until the question was asked, and we looked around, and I share the same sentiment. Man, everybody at the table that we were sitting at was married.
Why is that important? I'm not going to tell everyone what you do for a living, but you see the emphasis and the importance of family. What is it about it?
Absolutely. I'll start. I've been married for about 8 years to my amazing wife, Vashti Nettles. I've got 4 boys, and the two thoughts that come to my mind is support and accountability in respect to myself, in respect to my wife and our children, and being an example for them, obviously.
That's wonderful. Do you want to say anything else? Because we got Shoni and Jamal and Andre on the line. Anything you want to throw in there from the perspective of what your career is?
So obviously anybody that don't know, I'm a homicide sergeant. I have been a homicide sergeant for some time. Mm-hmm. Now, been promoted to lieutenant. I took over the major crime section. So obviously, unfortunately, I've seen this community as worse, in respect to adults and children. And so, that's why I threw out support and accountability. And I think what's most important about that is being in a space where you can hold each other accountable, right? And being a father, and obviously being a lieutenant has given me that opportunity to do that. I certainly appreciate the opportunity to be on, JY. I certainly appreciate everything that you've done for me personally and professionally and everything that you continue to do for this community.
You're welcome, brother. We got to have you back on at a later date.
Yes, sir. For
all
sure.
Right. Thanks. Who's next, Hatter?
Let's see. Jamal.
Jam. Hey, dude, we were there celebrating you that night and the step that you took Saturday. And I realized in that moment that what is it marriage? Why is it important for a man to marry? Or what is it that you see the benefit of?
For me, ultimately, I think if you're with a woman and she's able to birth a whole child for you and do a lot of that, I didn't realize that they had to do, honestly, was much more than what I saw growing up with a single parent. My mom was single. So, I saw the average thing that we see in the community with domestic violence. I had to witness that as a young man. So I was never taught to really, from my father, how to be a man. And so I think it's very important on the offspring that they know that, hey, this is one of the ways that you can live your life the best way and the fullest. And I think also you got to lead by example. And then like Julia said, we got to hold each other accountable, because I'm going to tell you, man, my wife, she holds me accountable and I hold her accountable. And we need to be able to talk and communicate. Communication is the best thing with anything you do. Job, brother, sister, mother, and, of course, wife. And I think it's very important in the minority community that we do marry our spouses and one that we say, oh, I love you and I'll fight for you and all this other stuff, because I'm giving benefits to my wife. She has to have access to, if I pass the day, to carry on the legacy that we're putting forth.
Right.
And same with her. She gotta leave something for the kids. And I think that's more important.
You want to say goodnight to the kids?
Yeah.
Go ahead. Say their names.
So, you know, for my daughter Kayla, got Kayla, she's my 17-year-old. I have Jalen, that's my 15-year-old. That is Kyrie, Josiah, and we have Jeremiah, and it's been amazing, man. Right. I love kids, so I try to put forth into the community with the kids. They don't know, and so what they see is what they do in the future.
Right.
So we got to lead them.
Thank you, brother. I'm going to have you back on, and we're going to talk about this further. All right. Thank you. I'll see you tomorrow. Who else do we got? Who is that?
Dre.
How are you doing, brother?
Yes, sir. I'm here, man. How you doing?
Doing great. Tell me what it means to be in that room with that many professional black men married. And you and I have had these conversations also about what's going on in the community. Tell me what it looked like to you, what it meant.
Man, it was beautiful. Look to left, to the right of me. I saw married men, men that's raising great kids, the wife supports the husband and all that he do in the career. It's a beautiful thing to see, and we need more of it.
Right. I'm going to ask you to do me a favor, because we need to talk about what you're doing in your profession job and what we talked about before, and you couldn't make it on the show. About the programs that we're doing in the community and in the schools. So I'm going to ask you to hang up and then call back at about 8:17, and I'm going to talk to you further about family, husbands and wives, children in the community. And give a shout out to your wife. She just got a new job, right?
Yeah. My wife is Jennifer King. She's a fifth grade teacher.
Mm-hmm.
She'll be at Dodge Elementary School this year. She's so excited about that. She's very ecstatic. I'm happy for her. So, just keep praying, and she loves to help the kids.
Good, man. Call back, and we're going to talk a little further. We're going to go to Shawnee right now.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Shawnee, how long you been married? What's your wife's name? And tell me what you saw Friday night and what made it special.
First of all, thank you for having me on.
Thank you for coming.
And my wife is Robin Mingo. We've been married almost a year now. I've been together for 12 of my son's 13 years of living. So seeing that Friday night, it really lets me know that, you know, when you're around that crowd like we had that night, it just sets the tone for everything else that's going on in your life. You know, how people used to say, or I know my parents used to tell me, birds of a feather flock together. And seeing that night let me know I'm in the right group of people.
Right.
I'm around the right set of people.
Right.
And when I go out and we do family events in that group setting like that, that sets the tone for my son when he's around. He sees nothing but other parents with their other kids with their parents, both sides, on each side, and it's loving.
Right.
It's not one kid by himself. It's not one kid, you know, missing his dad or missing his mom. It's that family setting, and it's just natural love. And now you got a friend for life out of that just because of your parents.
Sure enough, we're coming up on a break, but just like Dre, I'm going to ask you to call back. And so we can talk further, because you and I talked about it at the ceremony, actually.
Correct.
All right. If you don't mind, call back in And we'll come right back after this break, brother. Thank you, guys. Yes, tonight on Mobile with Mr. Mobile. Let me hear what you guys have to say. 251-343-0106. All right. Take me. We have to get right back into it because I got three fine men holding on the line, but I have to pay my bills first, and I have to do that by talking about Eddie's Wholesale Jewelry and Pawn, 266 East I-65 Service Road North. Their phone number is 251-479-4653, gold. Ed, Sandra, Braxton, JJ, Dean, Carson, Emma, Becky, Dolly, Juanita are there for whatever your needs. Before you buy from a big box store, go shop local. Firearms, gold jewelry, electronics, golf clubs, you name it, they may have it. If they don't, they can get it for you. JJ still loves double-handed bear hugs, and Braxton still likes to have his beard trimmed. 266 East I-65 Service Road North. We're going to go to McGee, Santuan McGee, right now, because we're going to have longer conversations with FM Talk 106.5. You're on with Mr. Mobile, Sandy. Are you there?
I've been listening to. Yeah, can you hear me?
I can now, yes.
Go ahead. Appreciate you having me on. I've got a chance to hear the other fellas talk, and, man, I'm on the other side of being a divorcee and then finding love again. And, you know, after having that experience, I was married the first time for 11 years. And quickly thereafter, found my wife, Elena, now. And marriage has been great, man. And I want to be the first to say that it was spiritual for me. And finding a wife and knowing that I would find a good thing. So that's what kind of really drove it home for me is getting to know the Lord and knowing that someone was put into my life to not only help me grow my life, but also grow theirs.
All right. Did you feel the energy, though? Did you feel the energy that Friday and that Saturday sitting at a table with that many married couples?
It was a wonderful experience because we were all able to not only share work experiences, but share like home life experiences and what our kids were doing. You know, the dynamic is so huge with the guys that were there, you know, from Julius having four boys to me having, you know, three girls. Mm-hmm. And then the fellas who have girls and boys, mm-hmm. You know, just be able to share those experiences, how we're raising our kids and, when we do have events together and we're bringing our children together, like you said, they'll have friends for years to come just because of our bonds that we built over the years.
Right. That's wonderful. Thank you for calling in, Sandy. I'll see you. Let's go to Shoni because I'm going to have a long conversation with Dre. Shoni, we were going to break, so I had to cut you off. So I want you, will you please finish your thought that you had before we cut you off? You want to complete your thought. Are you there? Of course you are. But the point that we're all making, Shoni, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. I want you to finish your thought. We sort of had to rush because we were coming up on break. But yeah, will you finish the thought you had? Because I'm going to have a longer conversation with Dre.
Yeah, like I was just saying, simply is that, you know, that dynamic, you're being an example for your kids. And when you're raising young men that's going to be coming up in the same society that we're working in, you value what you teach them. And by coming in an era that we're in right now where there are a lot of single-parent mothers around everywhere, you know, you want to instill your son how serious dating really is. Take it serious. It's nothing to play with. You know, things of that nature, you know, taking advice, not being a statistic, things of that nature that are very important, you know, when you're trying to raise a young man. Are they going to make mistakes? They will make mistakes, but it's not because they didn't know. They were just curious.
And that type of environment that we talked about, is does iron sharpen iron?
When you yes.
Elaborate on that.
yeah, like I said, you know, iron sharpens iron. So, like you said, iron sharpens iron. Our kids are going to carry the tradition on, if you want to call it that. You know, they're going to mimic what they see, just like they mimic what they do on TV or mimic what they see in video games sometimes. So if we show them the right way, a lot of the times, they're more likely going to follow that same path as you. And that's just plain and simple.
Right.
You know, all of us strong men hanging together, that's 9 times out of 10, the kids are going to do the same.
Raise a child in a way so that when he gets old, he remembers it.
And he won't go astray. That's right.
Is there anyone you want to say goodnight to, Shoney? We're going to...
Oh, man, I want to say goodnight to all the young men in the Mobile area and Baldwin County area, man. You know, you are loved even if you don't feel like it.
Mm-hmm.
It's people out here that don't know you that still love you. Never give up. And always reach out if you got to.
Thank you. And I want to ask you one question. Who's the baddest?
Jay Wise is the baddest.
Thank you, Shona.
Yes, sir.
All right. Dre, are you there?
Yes, sir, man.
Okay, great. I know a few weeks ago we were trying to get you on, and we couldn't. The schedule was bad, and we were talking about the importance of family, community, and trying to curtail or this violence that we're dealing with in our predominantly black neighborhoods and black areas, the disproportionately relative to population. It was Father's Day. Just elaborate on your experiences, your career, what you've seen, what you've noticed, and what you think solutions are.
Yeah, so right now, currently, I'm a cyber safety coordinator for the Mobile County School System. Before, I worked at City Mobile Police Department for about 12 years. My career largely been social media, intelligence, cyber safety, cyber education, the pros and cons of social media. I'm very well diverse on social media, and I just see a lot of bad things. And with me being in this world of social media, I see a lot of influence by peers, younger age, and, you know, it's becoming a problem. We always posting the good things, and it just leads to depression and whatnot. But like I said, man, it was just pros and cons on social media. We just got to educate ourselves and do the right thing on social media and stop being influenced.
Right. So how do we get our kids off of, or at least get their social media diet under control?
First one, it starts with communication. We can't allow just to keep giving our children cell phones. We got to have communication. You got to communicate with them. You giving a child a cell phone and open up to a world wide web of things from, like I said, just a bunch of bad things. We got to communicate about every single thing that exists out there in the world. Don't just give it to a child and like they don't see it. It's there. Just communicate.
Okay. You know, we've been pretty active, Men United Against Violence. We put the emphasis on men first. Am I accurate in saying that men must play their vital, important, foundational role? Or can it be something or someone else?
Oh, absolutely. In my belief, it takes a man and a woman. Also, it takes a village to raise a child. It does not take one person. It takes a village, and we got to get back to that.
Where, in your opinion, did we go wrong as a society?
My main career, social media.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean by that?
We live in a culture where we follow each other, and sometimes it's not cool to do the right thing. And we just easily get influenced by the things we see online or on rap videos or TV, movies. We get wrapped into that.
Is that contributing to the violence, you think? Are kids seeing it and then emulating it?
Absolutely. Because, you know, you got some rappers. They may say things or rap about things. And overall, they're not doing those things. They
rap about or talk about. But yes, unfortunately, I do believe it's, yes, I do.
One of the biggest arguments I make is that black culture has been replaced by rap culture, by trap culture. And another thing about that group, the people that were together, man, they were guys from mid-20s to mid-50s. I mean, it was a very broad age in that group. So I come from a time of positive shows. In our final minute, what is your opinion on this black culture being replaced by rap culture? Is it true or is it false?
I mean, it can be false. I mean, kids can break the negative cycles. Just because you grew up or in a certain environment, it can be negative cycles can be broken, man. I believe a child who learns healthy values can change the direction of their own life, and they can impact future generations. Today, children, they can be parents, teachers, police officers. So everyone can change. It takes all of us to give them that opportunity.
Okay.
I truly believe that.
Thank you, Dre, man. And tell everybody I said, hey, guys, I want you to know I was supposed to have Dre on about 3 weeks ago, so that's why you got on the air a little bit longer. I don't love him more than I love you. But thank you guys for calling in. We're coming back on from our second break. Thank you, Dre King. We'll talk to you guys, 251-343-0106. Guys, we're back tonight in Mobile with Mr. Mobile. I want to hear from you, anyone awake and listening, 251-343-0106. If you want to, men, if you want to talk about the impact marriage has had on you, the influence it has with your other friends, call in, give me your story, give a shout out to your wife. Last week was Father's Day, and today is Husband's Day. So call us and let us know. And I have to give another plug for Eddie's Wholesale Jewelry and Pawn, located at 266 East High 65 Service Road North. Their phone number is 251-479-4653 or 251-479-4GOLD. Ed, Sandra, Braxton, JJ, Dean, Carson, Emma, Juanita, Becky, and Dolly are there to help you out as much as they can. Whatever you need, check with them first before you pay full price for it. Tell them Chocolate Thunder sent him. Boom. So do we have Billy on this line holding? Billy, are you there, brother?
Yes, sir, here.
Thank you. First things first, who do you want to say happy anniversary to?
I would love to say happy anniversary to my wife, Vicky Denise King. We've been married for 29 years now. On the 28th of this month, made 29 years.
Wonderful, sir. What a blessing. Now, I met you about 3 years ago when we started Men United Against Violence, and you have been there. You know, you stood in the rain with us at one of our rallies. So we are on the same mission. Just speak to men out there, whoever's listening, about what being married 29 years has done for you.
Oh, what being married for 29 years have done for me is just revolutionized my life. It has been some ups. It has been some downs. I don't want to paint a picture that everything was all smiles. But even through the ups and downs, it's such a blessing to be able to love someone like the Lord would love them and have them love you as God would love you as well. So it's really been an actual ministry also as well, because marriage is really a visible representation of Christ in the church. If you look at Ephesians 5, we see that Jesus laid down his life for the church. Well, we're commanded as husbands to do that. And it's a blessing to be able to take part in what Christ has actually called us to do as men. So it's great fulfillment in it, and I'm grateful to be married to this woman for 29 years.
Wonderful. We were sharing what sparked my idea is that one of my buddies got married Saturday, and we had a get together, you know, drinking some cold Coca-Colas, telling a few, drinking a few. And Billy, everyone in the room was married. And, you know, Men United Against Violence, we put such an emphasis on black men getting back into their homes and marrying and raising their children. And then I saw it. I saw it in reality. And it opened my eyes that there's still hope, right?
Yes, it is. It is. There's still hope. No matter what we see in this world, man, you saw men that were married. So it's never too late, you know, and I just believe that we have to continue to be the example for others to let them know that there is still hope. You know, I didn't grow up in a home that was with a man and a woman that stayed together. They separated. I think I was around seven years old. So I didn't get to see it in a very, very wholesome way. I saw a lot of negativity the first 7 years of my life. So that goes to show you it doesn't even matter the environment that you come from. There is still hope. And I know that hope is in Christ for marriage.
One of the guys earlier said that there's always, just like you said, hope. You have to make that choice. And that's why it is important for the men in the room that I was with, the men that we work with, to go out into the highways and hedges and let them see hope, right?
Yes, it's very, very important because people are looking, and they're not so much keen on what you're saying. They're looking at what you're doing. And if they see the example, that speaks volumes.
So, what would be your advice for any young man out there considering getting married? He says, I'm on the fence. I'm not sure. What should he consider?
Well, I like to tell people, first of all, just make sure that you go in prayer. So many times people go into marriage with a mind frame thinking that it's about what they can get out of it. That's the wrong way. When you go into a marriage, you have to understand that, hey, I'm going into this because this is something, first off, that God did ordain, and I'm ready to get into a marriage. A lot of times, people not really ready for a wholesome relationship because of the issues that they deal with personally. But when that time comes that you are ready, God has to be the first one that you talk to about marriage, and then get wise counsel. I often like to talk to people before I do any ceremony. I like to go through a time of counseling to let them know that, listen, you're going into a covenant agreement. You're going to stand before God, and you're going to stand before a few folk, but ultimately, that's only one day, that wedding day, because people prepare a whole lot for a wedding day. But they don't prepare for the marriage, which acts in all actuality should last till death do you part. And I know that's foreign today, but that's God's way.
It is not good that man should be alone. So we're making to him a helpmeet. So we are only talking about what the book says for all the believers out there, right?
That's it.
Then how do we bring convince non-believers? Do we start with Christ or do we start with marriage, then get to Christ?
Yeah, I would like to start with Christ because the only way that I'm able to love my wife is because of the relationship that I have with Christ. I couldn't love, period, if I didn't have him. So I like to introduce them to Christ first. So that they can understand that love that Christ has for us by sending his only begotten son to die on Calvary's cross, the love that he has for them, that shows them now how to love and that they are loved, you know, because a lot of times men just don't feel like that they're loved, especially in the day that we live in today.
Tell them about where your church is. Tell them about your Monday night Bible study.
We're located at 1210 Azalea Road. Prayer House Ministries is the name. Our Monday night Bible studies there at every Monday
at 6 p.m. And that's probably why I didn't get your text till later on, because I think I might have been on my way home.
I'm quite certain that's why you didn't, you know. But thank you for calling in, brother, and we'll be in touch. Tell your beautiful wife I said happy anniversary.
Will do, brother. Right, thank you again.
No, thank you.
Good night.
Good night. Hatter,
yeah.
I really hope people have heard the bigger message here, that I promote black men being in the homes with their children, providing for their families. And at that moment, sitting around reading Edgar Allan Poe with my friends and playing chess.
Edgar Allan Poe's the bomb.
Yeah, he's one of my favorite authors. So I was reciting Poe as we sat. But just being in that room with a bunch of professionals, like I said, guys from mid-20s to mid-50s, enjoying themselves at the Gentleman's Club. It's on Airport Boulevard. They did a great job accommodating us. But it was an epiphany that what I've been preaching and promoting, we are doing. Not that I've ever doubted it.
Yes, sir.
Not that I've ever said it isn't occurring, but to see it. And that's why we can't stop talking about it. We can't stop preaching to every man to get a wife, but especially young black men, that they need to be in a family structure. And for those of us that are that, we have to go out and be that example. If we truly want to see change, it changes the heart. Like Billy said, it just starts with Christ. It changes the heart. And the heart can only change when someone presents change. When Saul was on his way to Tarsus, on the road to Damascus, his heart was changed.
Yes,
now,
sir.
I don't want the angel of the Lord to come down and try to change my heart. I'm not exactly sure how I would take it. I also don't want to be like Balaam with a talking mule, because I'm foolish enough to sit there and have a conversation with him. How long have you been able to talk? Really?
When did animals start talking?
Do you like Poe? You know, but we have to become more involved. I talked to Susan Stieber earlier today. Our billboard should go up this week. Our summer campaign is Your Children Are Your Responsibility. And that is reminding, we always start with men. We always start with men, fathers, that these are your responsibilities for you to provide, protect, and profess. And because, as Mingo said, iron sharpens iron. Sandy McGee made a good point. Julius made a good point. Jam, they all made excellent points from their perspective of what marriage is and what family is. And that's why I asked them to call in, because we all had the same vision. We saw the same thing, but we all had a separate perspective on what we saw and what we experienced. None are wrong. They are all right. But now we want everyone else to feel that.
Yes,
and
sir.
So I want and everyone to know that, you know, I've been married since October of last year, so I guess that's 8 months, and I'm very grateful. Yeah, do the math while I'm talking. I'm very grateful that Katrina would even see me as suitable. I'm grateful for you, baby. Thank you for your support. Thank you for looking out for me. But in that moment, Friday night, I realized what really is important. Our final break, 251-343-0106. We'll be right back tonight in Mobile. I am Mr. Mobile. Back tonight at Mobile with Mr. Mobile. This is our final segment. If I didn't experience, I didn't think it would be possible for my vision to get worse. I'm having worse time reading screens and things. But here are the five reasons, five things that make marriage an intention for man. The first one is married men have more money. I'm not sure. I guess someone helped share the bills, or they don't go out and run the streets or party all night anymore. I'm just reading this online. Married men are healthier men. I guess because they have homemade meals, and a spouse is more likely to tell them, don't eat that, you know, hey, you know, you got love handles. Or even worse, turn off the light before we make love. I don't want to need to look at you in the dark, you know.
That's probably all too true.
Right, right. It might be. I always say that marriage civilizes men, because every man that called in tonight would be content with a leather sectional sofa that reclines, a 95-inch TV, an Xbox, and paper cups and paper plates. Somewhere for the homies to sit when they come by and play video games or watch the fight. Something for them to eat. Enough fast food restaurant napkins in the bathroom for them to wash their hands. And we'd be just, most men would be content. You know, I'm sort of a diva when it comes to those things. But most men would be content with just that.
Not every man's a chef.
Right. But women civilize us in that they realize that a picture on the wall is not a bad thing, or a plant in the corner is not a bad thing, and that ring around the tub isn't permanent. You know, the dust doesn't have to stay there. And why are you folding my underwear? I'm just going to put them on again. You know, why are you making the bed? I'm going to get in again. So it civilizes men. It gives us, it also gives us a greater responsibility than self. Because if it's just us, bare minimum for most of us will get us by in some things. Now, we might go spend a lot of money on a TV or a car, but for the most part, we're not going to be very concerned with the day-to-day activities. So it civilizes us, it grounds us, it gives us something greater than ourselves to pursue and to sacrifice for. I encourage all my friends. I have a buddy I've known since childhood, and I strongly encourage, we're the same age, and I strongly encourage him to marry, and I believe he will. I think once the circumstances arise, that he realizes what I'm saying and why I'm saying it, I believe he will. And I believe every woman should have a husband. I do not believe it's when you come from someone's rib that you are intended not to live with them. You're created from them. That there's a natural coexistence that's necessary, a balance. I do not believe in the whole thing of, on Father's Day, women saying, I'm the mama and the daddy, or some nonsense like that. That's silly feminism. Feminism has made women say these silly things about themselves, these lies, and believe the treachery that leads to broken homes and families. Men are supposed to be there to provide, protect, and profess. And women are supposed to be the helpmeet, the weaker vessel, the feminine, the soft side. That's one thing I will say about relationships and dating. No man wants to date a masculine woman like no woman wants to date an effeminate man. There should be no confusion in roles. Leadership is the role in the head that men have. That's by the book. That's what it says. Thou shalt work by the sweat of thy brow. It's what the punishment for Adam was when he, and it wasn't a sin until Adam ate the fruit. The blinders didn't come off their eyes until Adam ate it, because Eve ate it and took it to him. They were both still in order until Adam. And his defense was, this woman that thou gavest to me gave me this fruit. Because Adam walked out of line. So when we walk in line, and I hear that in modern relationship conversations now, that women say, well, if men do this and men do that. No, if you're just a feminine woman, you're just naturally feminine. There's no such thing as circumstances dictate when you can be soft-spoken and kind and generous. and men shouldn't blame women for, well, my daddy did this and this happened to me. No, just that you're not your dad. This is not your ex. So pick up the pieces. Like Billy said, come to the storehouse, get repaired and get back out there. But I had intended to talk about something completely different. I had taken notes and wrote things down. But this came into my heart and I had to say it. I had to express how grateful I am for so many black men exemplifying what not only I, but one of the things I've been saying and promoting it. So if I'm going to point out when there's a failure, I must point to the success. That's one of the ways I can gain credibility and honor and respect, is that I don't only talk about what is wrong, I then point to when it's done correctly. It's no difference than a father who corrects his son, but when his son does it correctly, acknowledge it. It can't just be, oh yeah, let's try it over and do it again. It has to be that I've been screaming that men and women marry and black men get back into the lives, because we see so many, almost 80% of black kids are born outside of marriage, which is exactly commensurate, disproportionate to population, to the violent crimes, as high school dropout, teen pregnancy. These are things that fathers, the examples they set. And out of every guy that called in tonight, I hope everyone heard something that motivates them to go out and be a greater example. I didn't call my brothers tonight, asked them to call in, because they weren't at our get together to play chess and backgammon. But the guys that were there, and it wasn't all of them, just a few guys that called in, there were far more. But I wanted to let their words speak. It's not just JY, it's not just Mr. Mobile, it's not just Chocolate Thunder. There are thousands of men in Mobile that agree with me. I'm just the one with the loud voice and this part-time radio show. But I would be remiss if I did not invite other people in to, so others could hear their opinions and their views. This is Tonight on Mobile with Mr. Mobile. It's just a title. It's not about Mr. Mobile. It is about Mobile. It's about the port city. It's about our families. We share downtown Mobile. Public schools, you heard Dre, he works for the public school system. Julius works for the police department, homicide unit, and other. It's about us. We share these spaces. And we want to have clean, safe spaces. I want, when my family, my wife goes, I don't want the fear of her being out at night. She's not. She's usually home. Don't get me wrong. But even if she decided to, I don't want it to be in the idea that something, you can't go because something might happen. But I also want men to know that if something happens in our presence, we have to be prepared to act. It's not just your family. It is because of character, and it is the right thing to do. So tonight's show was just one of those moments when I started a year ago, this past Memorial Day. I was told many times it's better to have more information than you use than not have enough information to talk about. And that's what this is. I have notes and highlight something from the land gap that I was going to talk about. I'm hosting Midday Mobile this Wednesday the 1st. So I guess I'll talk about this topic on Midday Mobile on Wednesday, because I guess it fits more along the line of what Sean talks about. But this topic has to be discussed. We have to acknowledge that when I say black men get back into your families and your homes, it's not all black men. It's just the black men that are not. Thank you, guys. We'll see if I can keep my job another week. If so, I'll see you next Monday night at 8 p.m. Thank you. Good night and God bless.